I want to tell you that New Horizons, now that we finished sending the data from Pluto, is off on a 5-year extended mission across the Kuiper Belt. We use the telescopes on board to look at Kuiper Belt objects at the rate of about one a month. We make flybys of them at distant range. We can learn about their shapes and their surface properties and how many satellites they have. And we can do things that you can't do even with the Hubble or any ground-based telescope because we're out there in the Kuiper Belt. I said we do about one a month. That's right. But in January of 2019, we're going to fly right up to one of those guys. We found it with the Hubble. It's called 2014 MU69, which is more or less just a license plate, right? We're going to get it a name. In fact, we've agreed with NASA there's going to be a public naming contest, so start working on that. You can put in your own bid. This is a primordial object left over from the formation of the planets. It's been out there in the deep freeze since the beginning of the solar system. We're going to run right up to it. We're probably going to go 3 to 10 times closer than we went to Pluto. So the images will be even more detailed. And that flyby is on January 1st, 2019. Okay? I want to tell you, for those of us who worked on this project for all these years, it was a super emotional experience to actually see Pluto go from a point of light into a real world, a planet, before our very eyes. This is a candid image of a science team meeting on the morning of the flyby when the first high-resolution image came down. And you can just feel the energy in the room from this photograph. These are people that worked on this for 15 years in many cases. And it wasn't just scientists and engineers that were excited. Thousands of people came to our mission control to be there, just public. And you can see this is just a part of the room. If you look in the back, you see that slide? You see the numbers at the bottom, 004? This is 4 seconds before closest approach. There was a countdown going on. And, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, there were first missions to Mars and Venus and Mercury and Jupiter and Saturn. Every few years, a new planet would be explored. The last of those was Neptune in 1989. And then it was 26 years until we flew by Pluto. When we look at demographic data, we can establish that 40% of the people on Earth had never seen anything like this. They either weren't born in 1989 or they were too young in 1989 to remember it in 2015. They were 4, 5, 6 years old. And the interesting thing about New Horizons is we made more than just scientific discoveries. We rediscovered how much people love exploration. You know that more than 2 billion individuals came to our website in the 2 days surrounding the flyby. That's about a third of the population of the Earth. We were on the cover of newspapers all around the world. Almost 500 newspapers in major metropolitan areas covered the flyby and put it on the front page above the fold on the same day. I used to give this talk and say that people on all 6 continents where there are cities put this on the front page of their newspaper. And then one of those talks went on YouTube, and I got a nasty gram from the editor of the only paper in Antarctica. And he attached, you know, a little JPEG of his front page, and he said, us too. Google gave us the Google Doodle. If you ever watch Big Bang Theory, they wrote us into the script. It was amazing how New Horizons kind of became a thing. People love exploration. We were on all these magazine covers. They were coming left and right, and you see some of them there. And I told this story last night in Canberra. My next-door neighbor sent me an email just before the flyby. I was out at our mission control, which is on the east coast of the United States. Of course, he lives in Colorado, where I live. And he wrote, he said, Alan, you don't know this, but we take 6 magazines at our house. 5 have come so far this month, and you or your mission have been on the cover of every single one. And he said, there's only one left. It's Cosmopolitan. And he said, if you make the cover of Cosmopolitan, I'm jumping off my roof. So we saved his life. It's really amazing how this one little robot that we built, New Horizons, could excite so many people, how it could go so viral. You know, I think to myself, wait till people land on Mars. Wait till a crew from Europe and Asia and North America and maybe Australia, if you get a space program, will step onto the surface of Mars on the same day. If 2 billion people wanted to watch a robot fly by Pluto, imagine what it will be like when the first humans step on Mars. It'll be the most unifying event anybody could ever put on. I want to show you this. This is the New Horizons Project bumper sticker. I think it's the coolest bumper sticker in the space business. If you can't read it, it says, "My other vehicle explored Pluto." And then it's got this same blue picture of Pluto in a thing that looks like a rearview mirror, because we passed Pluto. And it says, like your rearview mirror probably says, "Objects in the mirror were closer than they appear." And then there's our little mission decal. So, I want to end with this picture. It's my favorite picture from the whole flyby, even though it's not scientifically the most powerful. This is a true color image of Pluto. You can see its atmosphere is blue, just like the sky here on the Earth. This is an image of sunlight filtering through the atmosphere, taken a few hours after we flew by and looking back. I worked on this for 26 years, and so did many of my colleagues. I like this image more than any other because it's the "we did it" moment. You can only get an image like this from the far side of Pluto. You have to have done it to get this image, and we did it. And thank you very much for coming here tonight.